This is the meditation instructions given by Great Master Kirpal Singh Ji Maharaj on his gracious visit to the United States in Washington, D.C. in 1955.
God, he said, just penetrate to the darkness just behind the two pupils at the back, or the two pupils at the eye. Means the same thing. So with the inner eye, you have to look minutely, penetratingly into the middle of whatever you see within that space which lies here between the two eyebrows, and at the back of it. You just look minutely into it, you see, and constantly, even for a while, for 2 or 3 or 4 minutes, the light will come. You see the light. Now you have to learn to stay on there longer by practice. There's no high road to that mind. You have to do it by practice. Of course, love of the Master will help you a height. When you sit just sweet in loving devotion, full faith, even if you do not see the Master within, he's always with you, just like a blind man. If he's told your Master is come, he simply sits. Now he cannot see the Master, but still he's wide awake with full something, feeling that he's doing something in the presence of the Master. So whenever you say, first create that ground, I will say, that aura. Sit down with a prayer, with sweet devotion to the Master, first. And then start your practice. If you do it only as a gymnastic sake, that will have little or no results. As also, just sit at the door and wait. This is the next thing. Don't be clutching for one thing or the other. It is for the Master to give. Yours is to sit only at the door and wait. For Master, you to give an example that if you sit at the door of some rich man, he daily passes through his door and sees you are sitting thereby. One day, 2 days, he may not ask who you are. After, when you don't leave the door, he comes, well, they know what you want. If you are sitting at the door, that's the door back the eyes, you see. That's the door leading to God, you see. You sit over there, after all, the God has to ask what you want, you see. So sit at the door, you see. Quite cut off from all outer environments. No thought of the body below and all outside. Fully, wholly, solely, wholeheartedly, with all your strength, with all your love, with all your devotion, whole penetrating eyes, see, look into it, what is before you, and wait. That's all you have to do. Results will come of themselves without asking. Master power is over your head and will be giving you help unasked for. Ours is to sit quite cut off from out of body, out of environment, and the body itself. You be there, are your Master of God, that's all. If you do that way, you are sure to succeed. There's no reason why you should not succeed. There always lies something wrong with us in doing the practices. And what are the difficulties we have in our practices? We do devote time, but even then, with all that, we do not succeed in having results. There are many reasons for that. There are many obstructions on the way. First of all, we remain conscious of the body. You see, we are doing sitting, this and that thing. You have to be just cut off from all consciousness of the body. Don't think of the body, please. You're the indweller of the house, you see. With the inner self, you have to look something before you, That is one thing. The other thing, sometimes we are involved in the breathing going on. Breathing process going on in the body. That starts from the navel, goes up to the mouth. You are conscious of that breathing process going on. You are naturally in the body, you cannot transcend the body. As during the day or at night, doing any work, breathing process goes on, you are not aware of it, not conscious of it all the time. Similarly, when you sit in your practices, leave it. No thought of the process going on. You read, you write, you think, you write, you invent so many things. With all that breathing is going on, but you are not conscious all the time, isn't it? Not? So while sitting also we should not be conscious. Let it go on. This is second thing, you see. Third, sometimes we do the work at overseer, looking how far we have come up, how far we have been drawn. In that case also you leave, go down the seat of your soul in the body. Our Master used to say, well, while sitting here, do simran. While sitting here, do simran. If you think of the breathing process in the body, you see, you are down, not there. First be there, remain there. You are there already. Simply we are in the habit of, or as you say, we are so much identified with the body that we think we are the body itself. That's only. Hello, come on. You follow me? This is the third thing. If you watch the process of withdrawal going on the body, what is the result, I tell you? In withdrawing, one feels very excruciating pains in the body. That is why what we experience is, what did Saint Plutarch say on the subject? He says, the experiences this one has at the time of death in withdrawing, the same experience one has when he is initiated into the mysteries of the beyond. No new thing. Again I repeat this thing, only to let you know that I am giving you the old thing. If you watch the process of withdrawal of the spirit from the body, naturally you will feel pain. You cannot go on. But if you stick at the seat of the soul, at the back of high, with no thought of the breathing process or the withdrawal process going on in the body, you will see in no time, I would say, that you are there and body is without. Just an air. You take out from a butter, that is no pain whatsoever, just smoothly goes out, simply or slowly withdrawn, then and there, without any pain in the body. But if you watch the progress of it, how far I have gone up, in that you will feel pain, you cannot do the practice. You will be down, you will have no experience. With the third I am telling you, still more. Sometimes you do withdraw from the body, you are anxious to have one thing or the other. Clutching. That has not come, this has not come, I should see this and that. Why Master is not coming? Like that. Your intellect is wrestling. This should be stopped. Just as I give you one example of my Master, he used to say, when you sit at the door of some rich man, after all he asks, what for you are sitting there? And you be there and wait and you. That help will come of itself without asking for it. There should be no clutching for one thing or the other, because in that case your intellect is working. Our bodies should be stilled first of all. You see? Our intellect should be stilled, our mind should be stilled. Only then the experience of self will come. You see? So this is the fourth or fifth thing, you see? No hurry, no waste, you sit at the door, you are at the door, that's all. Ramadas at one place says, look here, always try to be at the door. This is the door of the Master, you see, back the eyes. leading from the body onward, to which the soul has to leave the body and go ahead into the beyond, always remain at the door of the body. Even if the master sees what you say, turns you away and by phone, already even then remain there. That's the only door where far you can go ahead. So if you learn to sit at the door at the back of the eyes, you will have experiences sure and certain. Don't you betray any doubt in my talk. Definitely, I'll say. The pity is that at times we do not follow the instructions accurately. That is why the whole time. When you sit, relax, repose all your hopes to Him in full devotion and faith, and that is all you have to do. And then along with it, but not the whole thing, we should do repetition of the charge words given to you. That is safeguard against all deceptions within. To save you from being entangled in these deceptions inside. That's an open system, I would say, the way up that helps you, gives you better soundware. And that repetition is also be done in an accurate way, I say. There is also something like difficulty with us. Sometimes we go on repeating, doing the repetition of the word with the mouth, in the gullet, or in the heart. Again you are down, in the body. So you have to repeat the names mentally, or with the tongue of thought, you might say. Just as you met somebody some days back, you had a long talk with him. Today you are sitting remembering that when he met me, I told him that much, and he told me in reply like that. All these things you repeat in your memory. Your tongue, gullet, and the heart is not involved, you see. Do it mentally, you see. But not quickly, like that. You're keeping your gaze, inner gaze, fixed. Keep that inner gaze, continue looking to it minutely and constantly. Don't leave off that. Side by side, if you do mental, I mean repetition mentally, quickly, either that repetition will remain or that, because at one time you cannot think of two things. You follow me? Keep your inner gaze fixed, mildly, constantly, penetratingly into what you see. Look, look, look more mildly.
Can I ask?
Just wait. Just as you fill the air in the tire, you see? You fill in again and again and again like that. Look mildly, more mildly, still more mildly. Continue that. And with that you have to repeat the names. Joy names, very, very slowly. Very, very slowly, I don't mean in whispers, not that. I mean at intervals. You have to get only the charging from the words. You are not think of the meanings of the word, mind that. There are also little intellect work, you see. These are the, if you do that way, you will see, you will go up, see for your own selves what is laid down in scriptures. You'll see the light of God, you'll see the Master within, you'll go ahead day to day. But for that one thing, helping factor is a regular practice. This is doing correctly, accurate way, I'm explaining to you. And that constant regularity is required, you see, day to day. Let no day pass without devoting time to the spiritual practices. This is the food of the soul, you see. That is the bread of life. Give bread to the soul first and then bread to the body. Make it important. This is most important. You see? And it is pity to say that we have little or no time for this. We say we have no time. We must find time, I say. Because suppose your end comes today. You get a notice that you are leaving at 12 in the night today. What is it? Are you prepared? And there's no notice given. That's fortunately in the case of the initiate, they do get some notice beforehand. But only to those who do something. When all the life he has not done anything at all, the end will come. Now at the very moment of ending, Master might turn up. But not before. So that is why I'm laying stress on this thing. Give time regularly. Let no day pass without giving sufficient time to I relax. I always enjoy 4 hours a day, 2 in the morning, 2 in the, 1 in the evening and 1 at night. Man putting in that much time will never have any cause for his complaint. If you do it correctly. Out of 24 hours. If you cannot put in 4 hours in the beginning, when our eyes start from 2, go up to that extent, at least. When I came to my master, I asked me how much time I should put in for the spiritual practices. In 1924, he said, all right, put in 5 to 6 hours a day, at the least, and the more you can put in. After all, we have to invert, you see. Leave out all past lives. Take the case of this life only, from the birth so far. For years and years to God, we have become quite controversial, going outside, habituated. That has become our nature. So we have to just put in sufficient time for inversion. We complain, mind does not stand, wanders away. Well, dear friend, what is the fault of the mind? That has been a custom, that has become his habit. It had found as it were nature. You have to unravel it by giving time, you see. Anyway, however worst he is in life, I tell you, the most vagabond, I would say, even the decayed, even if he comes and do these practices in a correct, accurate way, and for future life he has to just conduct, change his life for the future, he can reach and see God. There's no doubt about it. Because that power overhead works, helps, unasked for. To meet a master, you see, it is a great blessing in life, I would say, man can have. To come to a right master, to a competent master, not the so-called master, the world is full of them, you see. So this is the accurate way of the practices which are enjoined on each one of you. If you be regular and at the same time, something more is to be done to help this stuff. That is self-introspection. Just examine your life daily, where you fail. Dictated the other thing, just have an diary form prepared on the lines I suggested, you see. Non-violence. Truth. Chaste life. And love for all. Selfless service. These should be observed in word, deed and thought. All failures under these headings should be weeded out one by one. Even if you do not progress on the way I say, no experience of the beyond you have, even then you will have a bliss and peace at heart. You will have transvision developing you. You create that ground. But this is the ground on which the Son of Divinity will rise. So always introspect your life, what you do in the day. The failures you note under these heads, almost this will call all the, you see, 8-fold path of the Buddhists, 12 commandments of the Christ, you see, and other things laid down by Hindu Shastras. They all come under this 5 heads, you see. you'll find. So you weed out imperfections from day to day, that will help in your progress on the way. So these things taken together, you can progress wonderfully. I see it in here. Here too, here there, not all, they're progressing wonderfully. They submit their diaries regularly, and they are progressing. Even they have told Sunday some of them the third plane, even one or two have reached the first plane too. Highest plane they reach, you know, within 3 or 4 years. So there is hope for everybody, I say. Then Master says so, Guru Amar Das, he was in search of this truth. He was going around to find out some master, the right way up. And he was searching for it up till the age of 70 years. Ultimately he came across the Master Amar Das. What does he say? He says, I was just like you, just working the body and the indriyas. I was just like you as you are now, but now I have got some higher place with the grace of my one. Master, do not say that I come down from heaven straight up to give you this and that thing. Simply for the reason, they say we are men first. Man is the teacher of man. A crow, you see, cause, what does it? He gathers together all the crows. Monkeys chatter, and they gather together all their, in their language, all the monkeys. A man, when he talks to man, he should gather out all men alike, you see. Man is the teacher of man. You learn, start as a man, and develop, and you will see that you are something else. Unless you see these things with your own eyes, you cannot be convinced. If one or the other man has not that experience, I tell you, there is something wrong in doing it. I think the main points I have explained, just keep in your memory, and if you do correctly, of course give regular time by that. A day off, if you leave a day off without it, it will take another 7 days to bring you up to the level you are left of, you see. In the beginning, you see, when you develop, when a man becomes an actor, you see, he, while eating, while sleeping, while going here, there, he acts in his own way. When you are fully developed, you are, in all phases of life, you remain there. A Kabir at one place says, look here, while I am standing or talking or eating or going or lying, I am in the same place as ever. Outer things do not, you see, just divide me off that place. While talking I am also there, while sleeping I am there, while doing all these things even then I am engaged in that thing. So that is a state to be developed in time. Rome was not built in a day. A wrestler, you see, doesn't become a wrestler in one day. You have to do practices. Of course, time factor is necessary for all these things. So I think if you do accordingly, you will have no cause for complaint. Regular submission of diaries. I think may not be monthly, maybe after 2 months, maybe after 3 months, but keep regular day-to-day diary. That will give you 2 things, you see. One thing, if you are at fault, any difficulty arises in the way of your meditation, that should be referred to me at once. Or you can get some guidance here with the representatives over here, just for the on this part that is nearer to you, you can solve that thing. If not, you refer to me. One thing, that any difficulty which arises in the way of meditation, that will be solved and removed then and there. The other thing, that you will be knowing, you will not relax. You will not become slack in your doing the practices, because you know you have to submit a diary day to day. So I just chant out that, and I asked him, just do it and show me.
Yes.
And both of you, just let each one of you keep it. That will be impetus, you see. I've seen that each one who are following this thing, they are having it. And why not in the case of each one of you? There is something wrong somewhere. That's all. We have not followed it exactly. I think this is all in connection with, in a brief. If you follow this thing, that will not be difficult. You go on. Even at the time of initiation, some things are given. You see, we are not very attentive to follow those things. This is about the simon part, first practice, what I have told you. About the other practice, there are difficulties at times. Sometimes we do get hear the sound. Sometimes that dies out. Sometimes it comes from the left. You see? So we do not know how to do it correctly. At the time of initiation, these things are explained fully. But if you are fully attentive to only, then you grasp it correctly, and there will be no cause for going into error. For hearing the sound, you see, you have to sit in that particular posture prescribed. That is the best posture for two things, for hearing the sound current as well as for withdrawal of the spirit current from the body. Soul current will also be withdrawn from the body if you sit in that way. Try to sit in that pose as much as possible, first of all. When you're tired, you can sit no longer. By regular practice, you'll be able to sit for a longer period, but in the beginning you are not accustomed to it. In that case, sit as much as you can in that pose. Then adopt the other pose I showed to you, and I think representative has shown to you at the time of initiation. Just keep your elbows on the chair, for instance, sit that way, if you like. Sit before a cart, sit before a chair, sit before some table, put your elbows there on, close your ears like that. Closing the ears means only shutting off the sound from outside, nothing else. That not so much, I will say, with pressure that your eyes begin to ache or your fingers begin to ache. That. Simply so much that outer sound is shut out, that's all. And then you see, you have the seat of the soul in that air, just midway between the two eyes, remain there. You are not to do now repetition of the 5 days, mind that. Simply you are there, you have to hear whether any sound is coming from, inside. If at all any sound comes from the left side, you are not to pay any attention to it. These are negative sounds, you go down into somewhere else. So you fall in lust, you will fall in anger. Lower impulses will come. They are the right sound and they are the wrong sounds within, you see. They are the sound of the Satan inside. Not coming from the right. You follow the sound which comes from the right side, you see. But don't follow to the place from where it comes, mind that. Stick to your place here at the top of the aisle and hear the sound coming from the right. You follow the sound to that place from where it comes, what's the result? That sound will become faint and faint and fainter until it dies out. You lose the sound. You stick to your place here and only hear the sound coming from the right, that sound will come nearer, grow stronger, and ultimately come from above. This is right way of doing it. When the sound grows stronger, you see, that will have attraction, you see, drag you up. Don't be afraid of. Sound of the thunder is sometimes very strong, that you become afraid, I am going to die. Don't be afraid of that. That will take you just into the feet of the Master within. We have to leave the love of the body, you see. We have to leave the body someday. If you some higher power attached himself, why don't you go up? So these are the difficulty we have in our meditation. I think I just tried to give you a brief. You follow these and you will have no cause for complaint. the point remains still that you must be regular with life pure, sure answer. Master's power, when he initiates, that always remains with you, working all the time for your good, working on many things God intends, without knowing yourself. You are not conscious of that power yourself inside. With all that, that is helping. So that is all about the how to meditate correctly, accurately. Anything you have to say?
Master, two or three people asked me this afternoon if I would ask you to explain to them the moral conduct of an initiate.
Yes.
You've gone into that from time to time, but they would like to have a further explanation of it.
I just now, that you have to keep a diary of for your self introspection of all failures you commit. You have under several heads I have said, but don't think evil of others, none of others, not in thought you, what to speak of in words, angry words. You see. Angry words, you see, first, you are not to think evil, any harming others. If you think that poison affects your body, you see, even by thought. And by words, you use very strong words, very harsh words, not polite, not sweet words. But sweet words don't cost anything. Do they cost anything? But I tell you, the harm done by strong words, harsh words, is never, I think, the effect of that can never be wiped away. And all things happening in our homes, in our societies, in our all affairs, is the result of those harsh words. In India, there is a great war between the Pandavas and the Kauravas. The cause of that was only some harsh words uttered by Draupadi. The sons of the Kauravas dynasty were just going to see Draupadi, one of the Pandu's wife. So just the building in which she was living, there is a floor just from a distance, it appeared like water. It reflected like water. The poor fellows coming over there, they saw it as well, they just Trojans, they drag the Trojans up. And you see, this, their father was blind man from birth, Koro. She simply said, look here, after all you are born now the son of a blind man. That was only a few words. And that was the cause of a big Mahabharata, big war. From there it is stated the troops from America also went there to fight. They stated over there, from the Netherlands, that is America, the other side of the world. They went over there, fight in 17 days, all civilization in India was gone. That began with one word of Draupadi. Similar at our home for citizens. This is the only thing. We said, oh yes, if you cut it with a sword something, that, you see, wound will be healed in, say, a week, 2 weeks. But the wound struck by your tongue will not heal even for how he told me, I cannot forget that. Did a failure, you see. They speak sweet words, always politely. There are ways and ways to express things. You cannot, all I do this, you must do this, cannot be otherwise. Why don't you come on, this and that thing? You can, all right, dear friend, we have to cope with this work, and we all of us have to do. Let us cope with it. There's no other body to do it. We all have the same cause before us. The same very sweet words will just bring you the element with you to help you, cooperate with you. Those sweet words don't cost anything. Also, just telling bad names on the back of it, you see, you say, so such man is like that and that, such man is doing this thing, such man. These things also affect the heart. With these things, how can you go on correctly with your meditation? You cannot. To guard your tongues. You see? Use sweet words. One angry word, you see, can create a war in each household, that's it. If you put in some sweet words, there's consolation, there's peace, there's harmony, there's cooperation. And indeed, if you just strike somebody, it is still worse. So you have to guard, you see, the failures under non-violence. One man, today you have done how much under these heading failures? What you have done today, guard against that tomorrow. And weed out from day to day. Second thing will come truth, always adhere to truth. The falsehood, acting, posing, you see, hypocrisy, stealing others' rights, when they're knowingly above board or under board, these are to be avoided. Chaste life, not to have lusty thought even in thought. If you think of something from head to down to the bottom, you feel that way. Your body is poisoned, you see. Sometimes people say, well, we don't do anything, simply enjoy by saying certain things. When you utter such like things, even that poison goes into the body, is it not? But actual commission, you have to just come up to the standard as prescribed by your sacraments. Marriage is a sacrament. Not a life, a sensuous life, to lead sensuous life. Not the ideal of a married man, my dad. One duty is there too, for procreation, for children. It's only to be used for the purpose of creation, procreation. This is word, deed and thought. Similar, God is immanent in every form, resides in all hearts. You must have love for all, hated for none. Sometimes we think we are superior, we are in positions to drag other sides. You see, higher officers consider these are my smart, all right, sit down, why you do this and that? Similar as president considers, in a society, my order must be obeyed. Secretary says, oh, why? I am the senior man. I must have this and that. Each man in his own position, you see, asserts. And the result is aversion, hatred. You have no love for others. You see? You have love for others, your position won't mind. You treat others with equal love. I tell you my position in life, you see, in my official career. I thought all were equal. Some is sitting in the chair, in the officer's, on the officer's table, the other is just like PM, like he's working over the table. What difference is there? God has equally endowed him with the same things as you are endowed. Simply the position in life comes according to reaction of the past karma. Unfortunate friends working over there. You treat them, you see, just as equals. They are after all friends. If you use kind words that affect them more than even by giving your orders, they will do away at times, but at heart of hearts, you cannot, you see, attract their hearts. I think the other day I mentioned one case. A PM came to my, I was in administration charge, you see, in coordination work. That's a very hard job, you know. I had 35 officers to work with me and I had to just give orders to be carried out one by all, you see. So one PM came to me today. I was to retire from service day after tomorrow. He was 2 days with me. Third day, and he was to be off the duty. Control order, all men can leave off work and just see him off, you see. that pain, I saw that pain, he was in tears, crying like anything. I told him, my dear friend, the others might have seen something of me. What has he seen of me in 2 days? He says, I know you are considered young men. You treat us like men. Equality, you see, is the law of nature. If you just start from equal, you'll be respected. Any command given by you, any order given by you, will be done with the heart and soul. When I was in office, I had about 700 establishment under me working, you see, with 35 officers. I had to do the administration coordination. The outer of all the office was splendidly good. All your notes coming from government for one reason or the other, so many proposals, and government offices go on, you see. When I left office, 3 officers were placed in my job. Yes, 3 officers to carry out the job I was doing single-handed. And of course with cooperation of everybody, you see. I used to mark anything to somebody, whether that work belonged to him or not, he used to go to the other side and do it and submit himself. And say, well, all right, this has to be done. I will leave the office and they will do even sitting after midnight. They will complete it, yes. That was so much cooperation I had, you see. Even from the Mohammedans over there were 2 very bad days, those days, Muslim days, just before this Pakistan affair took place. But they would not refuse, you see. When they came away, on leave pending retirement, I went to the Secretary of Office at Delhi. There was one finance minister, financial advisor over there. He was my friend. I went to see him. At the very moment I appeared to him, he said, well, look young, what has happened to the office? He never knew that I was on leave for the last 3 months. What has happened to office? Well, now all your notes, unofficial sentence, that not one of them has returned so far in the last 3 months. Before they used to come back in a week or so with the best proposals over there, suggestions over there. The outturn has gone down to 1/4 as compared with 3 months before. What has it become around to the office? I told her, well, dear, that I am away early. I don't know, I am pending retirement. So that was due to the cooperation, you see, to the sweet temperament and the loving treatment with the establishment, you see. They told me, look here, when you go away, do you think I will give them work, turn out work for them? And they did so. So sweet words don't cost anything, even if you are in superiority. Establish, say, by some reason or the other, you are in a high position, you got under your establishment. Well, love them, they are men after all. Treat them as men. They are failures. I used to do what, you see? In my office, sections declare certain class quite unfit for work. They should be discharged. Because I was an administration, I used to receive them keep them in my own section for 2 or 3 months. First I would see what they do. 2, 3, 4 days for a week I'd watch them, what they were doing. So they were simply sneaking away not to do the work habit they had. Then someday I would just ask them, well, look your dear friend, in the evening, all alone, look your dear friend, are you not paid for the job you're working here? Yes. Well, either you don't work, how people like you here? You can take no mercy on yourself. Why not take mercy on the children you have got? I appeal to his sense. So he was a bit changing. In 2 or 3 months he was up to the mark. Again, when those people wanted some clerks to help them, I posted them there. They said, oh, we won't have this clerk. I would tell them, well, he is now a changed clerk. You see? So by kind words, sweet words, don't cost anything. You can have full cooperation by all men whom you treat as sweetly as possible. They are after all equal men. So Suppose you are interested in charge of something, a dit man. So he wants, if cooperation, he should work equally. No doubt, I am giving you some responsibility to carry on some work. You see, that does not give you any control, physical control over the bodies. Other, you are equal workers. You have been selected. You are fortunate. Let others also think you are fortunate. For the sake of administration to carry on work in a very effective way, we have to give some duty to somebody. The duty of the others lie in just doing in the as best a way as possible what he thinks best, what he has given orders. But at times, sometimes we may have got difference of opinion. You see? In that case, we are not to, what you say, crow over others. No, I would not do this, I would not do that. You simply think of calmly over the matter, what is what. Suppose one man is there, he has to do certain job, you see, and he does not receive cooperation from others, naturally he would be little upset. He would say, oh, well, this has to be, these people don't care. All right, you come on. But there are ways and ways even to express those things, I say, you see. Because it is a common cause between us, you see. This is our household affair. If we are fighting one against the other, that is a bad example to others. For both, they see you fighting over there, you see. That will be a bad example for them. They do not know what is the cause. You may be right, you may be wrong. But the best way out, just like for both, the man who is in charge of the show, he has to see that something is done. Suppose one of you do not agree to that, out of the, say, 10, 12, 50 men. So one or two or 10 men do not agree, that does not mean that they should be raw. They should give in to the majority, opinion of the majority. And if they should not assert Rokika Prabhu in absence or in front, that I do not agree, we must submit. I quoted you one instance of the late Prime Minister, I mean, of England when he came to America. He said, all right, my government has done correctly. So my point is like that, not to support anything wrong, no doubt, but still if there is any difference of opinion, we should not assert and stand up, go against. Talk in the absence, you see, that gives harm to the cause of the work which you are, which is before you. The man ordering, who is in charge, he should also be sweet and loving in his expressions, and those others who do not agree with this something, and there is, I think I tell you, you can refer to me where you are not at one, you see, you cannot come to any conclusion. There's no question of aggravating each other's feelings, but simply to refer that case to me, no, so, and continue as sweet as ever. Such like things do happen, you see, in opposite in every phase of life, I've seen. But this is the best way to meet with it that way, I'm just now suggesting, you see. You simply give in. All right, this is a matter I think we are not all agree, refer that case to such and such. I think here there has been one big cause of this chartering business, I tell you. Somewhere in far this, the others were against it. Both of them were sincere in their efforts, I don't reflect on them. Each man wanted something to be done so that that may be helping in the long run. To our work. Both were sincere, but the difference of opinion. Some sided with one man, the other sided with the other. There was a row. Though not openly, yet at times also openly, and at times going on rumbling under the ground.
What is the best thing?
I just told you. Here, have the patience here. So, that case was referred to me. I asked for opinion of everybody. Who were concerned as representatives. I had all together. I thought of it. Well, I told him, all right, when I come, this will be decided. Yeah, we had a talk, I think everybody was satisfied. The same purpose was served by both of them. Those who were for it, their purpose was also served. And those who were not for it, their name was also served. You see? That is to have branches over here, that's with head over there in India. Finished. So my point, there are ways and ways. There may be difference of opinion. For that difference of opinion, we should not aggravate each other's feeling. If we are fighting like anything within ourselves, what is this? Is a bad example for others. You may say you got some of the highest things before you, and the other people will see otherwise, you are behaving other way. I am speaking each one of you, mind that. I don't mean any one man or the representative or the others. For all of you, individually. If one man acts, for instance, we cannot wipe out hatred by hatred, mind that. We have to wipe out hatred by love. If one man has erred, all right, the other should not err. That can be softened up. In a corporate, one common cause, what there you are, say, 50, 100 people over here. It is not an issue of thousands of people, human, for one common cause. Disinterest is got, I would say, we have not got any personal interest in it, except one common cause for which each one of us has to work. You see? With whole devotion now. We should look to the name of the cause you are taking up. We spoil the name, which you cannot retrieve in, excuse me, in years, but you spoil in moments. Just follow the true import of the spirit I am talking, you see. I am not blaming anybody. But I am also not supporting anybody who fails in that respect. I have love for all of you. The slight difference may be here and there, for that reason we should not aggravate our feelings. We have to cooperate for one cause. For instance, I am coming here. Do you see, I may tell today, what was the main cause I did not turn up last year? Underlying, I had something before me, place just to place before me as I am not coming this year. I was, after the ground should be more prepared. Saw the ground was not prepared at the time, as it is a bit better now, but still with some rumbling at it underneath. So I wish to wash out that. I explained in detail to Dona and Khanna, you see, I have respect for them, and you should also have respect for them. As in charge, you are placed in their place, naturally you will have to watch the smooth going of the whole thing. This is duty, sort of duty. If you don't receive any cooperation from anybody, naturally you see the things are going wrong, he may be at times upset. Though as a rule, they should not be upset, but with all that imperfections are there in each and every, everybody is not perfect, still may err here or there. For one common cause, for the helping that thing to go smoothly, for that it may be, if you do receive equal cooperation without any, there is no need for any harshness, no strong words in use. Suppose if anybody else is put in that job, if they don't receive full cooperation, then the difficulty or not? That the same difficulty will confront you also, and therein. So my words, you see, mind that, sweet words, full of humility, devotion and love, for one common cause, there is no superiority. Of course, superiority in that respect, because they are given certain job to do, to watch it goes on smoothly and effectively. For that thing, if at all anything is suggested, let us do, submit for the moment, and if we do not agree, in that case we might submit. In that respect, we should not fight. no harsh words to be exchanged. The mate and the matter can be referred to. In the meantime, there should be no aggravation. This much, I still feel there was something like that. I hope this will wipe out, you see, wash away. What is past, that cannot be unmended now for the future. If you go by like that, I think everything will be sorted all right. This is one respect of the position I am telling, you see, the love for all. Because they said we had some little difficulty over here and we had no time to talk between ourselves. I had this opportunity to talk to you. I am giving in detail more explicitly on the subject so there may be left no misunderstanding. What is past. We are brothers as ever. We should love for another. Always use sweet words. We have to do something, or if brothers come and we have to do this, cooperate. Everybody will do. Any sane man will cooperate. This is one thing, sometimes we think we know too much on account of our, what you say, intellectual attainments. I am man of degrees, he knows little. These things also sometimes become the cause of aggravation. Similarly, look, your man is reading the primary. Just like one man is reading in college. If a college man, student, expects a man reading the primary to talk up to the level of which he has reached, and he ever expected, he should have pity, love for the man. He was sometimes like that. And that when he is given full, proper help and guidance, he can also come up to that. Even if you are speedy in your intellectual attainments, even then you love others without their faults, shortcomings. And ultimately, on account of wealth, you may be in possession of much wealth. You are a very rich man, the other is poor. For that reason also, he is the man. Again I will say he is man. He is God's soul, equally privileged man, I would say. We should have love for all. Any failures under that respect should be. I remember in the beginning, once in my official career, I just addressed some peon. Oh, that was a bit not very harsh word, but still something not very equal. That stuck my heart. I put it in writing on my table. Use not such lightly. You see, then selfless service comes, you see. For selfless service you have to do, we have to sacrifice something, both physically and also, say, by wealth. Physically you have to give time. There is a common cause for working. All should cooperate well, all let me have my share, I will help. Willingly, you should come forward. Don't leave the burden on one man or two. You see? If the same work is done by one or two, when the same work is shared by, say, 10-20 men, quite easy it becomes. So selfless service physically also helps a good deal. With that, your mind is purified. Somebody is sick, you have to attend. Go and attend selflessly. You need some help for the common cause, go together, all of you. The same work we've done in no time. I tell you, when we started building up the ashram at Delhi, Mr. Amos, we can attend you. There were, we raised about 30 rooms. Leveled the ground which was full of mounds and just broken ground. And all this was accomplished in 1 month and a half. Think, what was I doing? I was doing also the laborious work, you see, one of the laborious. The people said, no, you should not. I told, I am a man like you, I must, why not? I did once, example is better than precept, thousands followed. To do it day and night. Selfless service is one thing, you see. And if you see there is something wanting, you are just not paying any heed, just sneaking away from taking share out of that willingly. Fortunate times such like arise in life, otherwise you think you may be seeking for such like occasions and do not get such. Even in life, you see, in which you can just extend your physical health. I remember in the times of Guru Arjan, the fifth Guru of the sixth, this golden temple now existing at Amritsar in India, that was
to... Some people are waiting downstairs, should we call them or...
What time?
Past 8
That's all right, we'll leave it. I simply say, I will just prolong this point. My point is selfless work by physical, selfless work, as also with money. You should just maintain your bodies, maintain your families, some portion of it, how little it may be, just spend it for the hungry, for the unclothed, and for the common cause where people can have spiritual benefit. If you follow these things along with your regular practice in an accurate way, you are sure to have progress. Fortunate you are, you see. We are sitting together in one common cause on the way back to God, as compared with all others who are not on the way yet. So we should be loving as brothers in God, you see, as brothers in Master, and help each other's cause. So this is way up, I think, to have sure results in your... These little daily dyings, you see, affect your inner purpose. Just like a string of wire, when it is stuck, you see, it will vibrate for some time of itself. So if you've got no such striking, you see, on the wires, calm and quiet. Whenever you sit, you'll go up. Why, that will go downstairs?
No, sir. You heard he said, we'll call them upstairs.
All right, that's no problem. By all means. I hope you'll take all this, what I said in the spirit, I have just tried to explain.
Master, may I ask one question on behalf of some who have this in their mind? They may not admit it now, but they do.
Yeah.
If the time comes when a soldier loses confidence and respect for his officer, captain, then what? Then he has cause to lose confidence in his officer, then what?
Then there is aggravation and loss.
Yes, but do you think that a person who feels that he is strong is an excellent should follow on if he thinks he's weaker?
I think I have said all this in my talk.
That is
a man who is given, you see, some job to do, he wants, he has to be cooperative. He wants cooperation. Let each one of us cooperate. If we do not agree, submit to it for the time and the case may be referred to me. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Right, stop it, isn't it? All right, call for me. I think we had something talk on this.